Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kiss 98.5, catching up with Johnny Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls. The Summer Anthem Tour comes to Buffalo Saturday night. Johnny, how are you?
Great, man. How are you?
Good. Nice to catch up with you. And I guess welcome home. This has got to be exciting for you. Big place.
It's going to be so awesome. I'm so excited to get to play at the arena, you know, in the hometown show. That's always the best. It's always the best show of the entire tour.
What are the downsides of playing at home? It's got to be a lot of management of can you get me tickets?
Well, we always have to buy extra tickets to give to friends and family and all that. And the bigger problem is, like, am I going to get to eat my three favorite pizzas and my three favorite places for wings? That really, honestly, God, that's a bigger problem, you know? So, like, I do a lot of eating while I'm there. But
it's all right, man. You come home, stretchy pants, you're going to be good, John.
Yeah, I got to wear my eating pants. I have my elastic waistband pants.
So do you take, let's say, Dashboard Confessional? They've been here before, but they haven't done the John Resnick food tour. Where would you bring them?
Let's see. I would take them to, I got to see, because it's different moods. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like some days you want to go to Gabriel's Gate for wings. Other days you want, you know, Lenovo barbecued wings, or you want Imperial Pizza, you know, which is one of my favorites, or Bocce's. You know, it's like you got to weigh out your options.
Johnny, you're saying all the right things. You guys are on a long tour. How are you pacing yourself through all of this? Because you're night after night.
Yeah, I'm not really. And you know, just trying to sleep, make sure you exercise, make sure you sleep. You know, that's generally the way to do it. My wife and daughter are out with me right now. So that's extra no sleep, because Lily gets up at 7 in the morning, which means that I have to get up at 7 in the morning. So, but it is fun to have them with me, and like the kid loves it. So
you're timeless, man. Like, I know you might feel a certain age, but you're Johnny from the Goo Goo Dolls. You're supposed to be like a rock star superhero. Are you living up to your potential?
Listen, no. Wow, I don't even know how to answer that question. I don't know. You know what, dude? I'm doing my best. That's all I'm doing. Like, I just want to give people a great show. I want people to have a good time. Look, you know, right now, it's like we're living in very strange times, no matter where you are in your own head or wherever, whatever's going on. I just want people to leave that arena feeling like, wow, that was awesome. I got a break. Or I feel happy, or I feel hopeful, or I feel just basically like, man, that was an awesome rock show.
John, I'll tell you, from the other side of the speakers, it's very comforting to have a constant like your band on stage when, you know, we are in weird times. I know that I can come see you and just kind of focus on you, sing along, and enjoy the performance. You've got to appreciate that.
I do. I mean, I appreciate when people focus on the songs, because it's all about the songs. I don't need people to focus on me or Robbie. Like, Robbie and I don't need that. You know, it's like, and that's not what it's about. It's about the songs, and it's about the connection, and it's about the last almost 40-year journey that we've been on, and all the people who have helped us along the way. And that's the big part. That's the special part about it.
Johnny Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls. What do you carry two of, because you sometimes lose one or break one? What do you carry extras of on tour?
Oh my God. Everything. I have three electric razors, because I never know what I'm going to get. And I have And like I buy like my stage clothes. I have like five of the exact same things because I just wear the exact same thing, or I'll change my t-shirt maybe. But like I carry duplicates of everything because I'll lose anything, everything, unless it's bolted down, I'm going to lose it.
So, John, in the middle of this tour, you guys decide to drop a couple new songs as well. Tell me about the new stuff.
Yeah, new stuff. It's like the first seven songs are coming out. I think it's August 29th, and it's called Summer Anthem. I don't know why it didn't come out before the tour, but yeah, but August 29th, that the first seven songs are coming out. And I loved them so much. I had so much fun making this record that I was just like, let's just play three or four of the songs off the new album. Who cares? And so far, people have been responding to them, and they dig them. So I'm like, I'm in, man. I love it. I love it.
So my daughter Lola wanted me to ask you this question. What's your own favorite song that you could listen to on repeat all day? Do you listen to your own stuff?
Yeah, I don't really listen to what I do. Like, I think it's kind of...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Healthy that I cringe out when I like if one of our songs comes on the radio, I change it because I just feel weird listening to it. I do listen to all of our music. Like before I went in to make this new record, to make Summer Anthem, I'll listen back to all of our old music to sort of get an idea, like a perspective of where was I and where am I and where do I want to go. So I listen to it, and I listen to it very, you know, I'm analyzing it and I'm studying it, but I'm not enjoying it. And it's like, and like if I heard this interview that you and I are doing and I was in the car, I would be like, oh, like I just cringe at the sound of my own voice. So,
John, I'm like that when I hear myself, I'm like, oh, that guy.
But you're a professional. See, I think, you know what? I think that's mentally healthy, though. If you're a little bit uncomfortable hearing your own voice, I think that's probably means you're not a total narcissist.
Bingo.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right. Well, let's go any other song that you could listen to over and over on repeat for a day.
Wow. You know what? Lately, I've been listening to a lot of Oasis lately. I think I could listen to like Champagne Supernova all day long.
What I love about these hometown shows is when you tell somebody the Goos are playing this weekend or whatever, everybody's got a story about the first time I saw them. That's what I love about people that have followed you since, let's say, the late 1900s.
The late 1900s.
How do you feel about those fans, John?
Oh, it makes my back hurt. No, I'm happy. It's like, it's a cool thing. Listen, you know what? We're in a good position because it's like, how many bands, you know, from that got popular around the time we did? I mean, those bands are still around, you know, like not too many. So I feel very, very blessed and very lucky that I still get to do this, and it's still doing well. So it's pretty incredible.
You said you reflected on your music catalog, listening to where you were, where you are, and where you're going. Did you figure out where you're going?
I know where I want to go. The music should always be a reflection of where you're at in your life, you know, or a reflection of where the world is, you know, at this particular point in time. I mean, I like the idea of making snapshots from a specific time, but, you know, but I also like to do it in a very, in sort of generalities so that, you know, it doesn't sound too dated, but, you know, it's just trying to make, I want to build a catalog of music that can hold up and people could still listen to 10 years from now, 20 years from now. But, you know, it has to be a reflection of where I'm at any given point in time. You know, I can't go make a record that sounds like Sabrina Carpenter.
Probably not.
But you know what I'm saying. I just got to make the best Goose record that I can. You know?
Well, if you're trying to build a memorable catalog, you're off to a good start, young man.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
John Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls. Look forward to the Summer Anthem Tour Saturday night in Buffalo. Nice to talk to you.
It was great talking to you. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. And yeah, I hope you're there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.